This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Iseria M. Roberts, Defendant Appellant, decided January 31, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent, number SD38121-FIA, filed January 31st, 2025, Iseria M. Roberts, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Scott County. Honorable D. Blake Pearson, Judge affirmed. Following a bench trial, Iseria M. Roberts, Defendant, was convicted of one count of first-degree statutory sodomy under paragraph 566.062, one count of first-degree child molestation under paragraph 566.067, and one count of sexual misconduct under 566.83. 1. On appeal, defendant contends that the trial court, 1. Abused its discretion in admitting his extrajudicial statements to co-workers because the state did not establish the corpus delicti of the offenses, 2. Erred in admitting his extrajudicial statements to law enforcement because the state did not establish the corpus delicti of the offenses, and 3. Erred in overruling his motion for judgment of acquittal because the 1. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to R.S. Moe, 2006, as amended through 2014, the date of the alleged crimes. 2. Evidence was insufficient to support a conviction for first-degree child molestation. Because the trial court did not abuse its discretion in admitting the extrajudicial statements, and because the evidence was sufficient for a reasonable fact finder to convict defendant of first-degree child molestation, the judgment of the trial court is affirmed. Factual and procedural background. This case presents an unusual set of facts. On January 29, 2021, defendant, of his own volition, drove himself to the Scott City Police Department where he offered to speak to a police officer. He was then introduced to Officer J.C., officer, who advised defendant that he was not under arrest, that he was free to leave at any time, and that he did not have to answer any questions. Defendant then admitted to engaging in sexual contact with a 2-year-old victim, in 2014. Defendant also gave a voluntary written statement consistent with his prior verbal statement. In his written statement, defendant said that he previously confessed to 4 co-workers, including MJ and CD, that he committed the same crimes. Defendant then consented to a search of his phone, which revealed that he confessed the same crimes in a group message on Facebook Messenger. The search also revealed that defendant had researched the statute of limitations on Missouri sex crimes 2 days before his confession to officer. At a bench trial, officer testified to defendant's confession in detail, stating, defendant said that it was either in the months of June or July, but he had been left at his residence alone with victim and that he was on the couch, and he called victim into the room. He began masturbating. In his words, victim did not appear to be interested, so he placed her hand on his penis. And then after that, he attempted to have victim perform oral sex on him by placing her mouth close to his penis. When I asked him, he said that his penis did not enter or penetrate her mouth. She began crying, and then he heard the mother's vehicle, mother, arrive at the residence, and he quickly stopped and pulled up his pants. The testimony of both MJ and CD regarding defendant's confession was consistent with third defendant's confession to officer. MJ testified that defendant confessed the same crime 3 years ago when she worked with defendant at a tattoo shop in Cape Girardeau, and CD testified, well, so I guess he'd been watching this young girl for, you know, while the mother was away, and had basically, like, tried to force oral sex on the minor. And, you know, the child obviously tried to refuse. And that around there pretty much just progressed. And I want to say that the mother came home and interrupted the moment. Whether or not she had witnessed or had seen anything, I'm not 100% sure on that. But that's as much as I can remember. Victim's mother, testified that she did not witness the alleged crimes and was unaware of them until contacted by law enforcement years later, following defendant's voluntary confession. Mother stated that she dated defendant for 4 months in 2014, and left victim alone with defendant while mother was at work. When asked whether victim's behavior changed during that time, mother R.